This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump says confirmation of a Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, will go quickly while his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, is imploring the Senate to delay voting on her nomination until after the November 3rd election to, quote, let the people decide, end quote. Mr. Trump's announcement of Barrett for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is launching a high-stakes, fast-track election season fight over confirmation of a conservative judge who is expected to shift the court rightward as it reviews health care, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. Meanwhile, at a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats will try and block Barrett, but did not say how.
Toolkit to slow things down. But Mitch McConnell has so commandeered the Senate, has so defiled the Senate, there are fewer tools and they're less sharp. But what is there, we will use.
A New York Times story reports President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and in his first year in the White House. Mr. Trump has fiercely guarded his tax filings, becoming the only president in modern times not to make them public. The details of the tax filings reveal a series of financial losses and income from abroad that some say could conflict with his responsibilities as president. Mr. Trump's financial disclosures indicate he earned at least $434.9 million in 2018, but the tax filings reported a $47.4 million loss. A federal judge Sunday postponed a Trump administration order that would have banned the popular video sharing app TikTok from U.S. smartphone app stores around midnight. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel paid a personal visit to Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny while he was undergoing treatment in a Berlin hospital for poisoning, her spokesperson said Monday. News of the meeting is likely to annoy Moscow, which rejects the finding of German, French, and Swedish experts that Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent in Russia last month. Russia has repeatedly criticized Germany over what it says is a failure to share information on the case. Quote, it was a personal visit to Navalny in hospital, end quote, Merkel's spokesman told a regular news conference. Navalny wrote on Twitter he is, quote, very grateful to Chancellor Merkel, end quote, for visiting him. Germany still expects an explanation from Russia on the case, the spokesperson added. About 100,000 demonstrators marched in Belarus's capital calling for authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko's ouster, some wearing cardboard crowns to ridicule him. The protests that have rocked the country marked their 50th consecutive day Sunday. Protests also took place in nine other cities, underlying the wide extent of dismay and anger with President Lukashenko, who has stifled opposition and independent news media during his 26 years in power. The protest wave began after the August 9th presidential election that opponents say was rigged and officials say gave the six-term president 80% of the vote. The world is approaching a grim milestone, 1 million deaths due to COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The nearly 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections. The U.S. has been the worst hit country in the world with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths. Reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. Yet there are also signs that death rates are declining. I'm Julie Walker.
India, the world's second most populous country, is expected to become the pandemic's worst hit country in coming weeks. A cruise ship carrying about 920 passengers and sailing off the Greek island of Milos was likely to dock at Piraeus port later Monday after 12 of its crew members were found to be positive for the coronavirus, an official at Greece's Civil Protection Agency said. The cruiser left Crete Sunday evening with all passengers having tested coronavirus negative before boarding. Sample tests on 150 crew members out of nearly 670 found 12 infections by remote.